This is Senator Bob Dole. It's a summit flip-flop. Mikhail Gorbachev is coming to Washington, but only after President Reagan refused to cave in on national security. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Soviets pulled an old con game by trying to pull the plug on a summit. It was a classic bait and switch. They dangled something that was supposed to be a big, juicy prize, in this case a summit. Next, they let expectations and media hype build, and then at the last minute, the Soviets tossed some new demands on the table. But the president knew Gorbachev's ransom was highway robbery, forcing the president to renegotiate the ABM treaty in the Soviets' favor and to give away our Star Wars defense system. When Ronald Reagan said no thanks, Gorbachev was in a box, and the only way out was a world-class flip-flop. Thanks to the president, we'll have a summit, but we won't be handing the Kremlin a blank check.
Bob, all of us are concerned about the off-again, on-again status of the summit. But summit hoopla and smoke and mirrors gamesmanship isn't what's really important right now. The issue is arms control. The Reagan administration's non-negotiable commitment to Star Wars is dangerous and irresponsible. Almost no one thinks Star Wars will work, and almost everyone thinks we'll bankrupt the Pentagon trying to build it. Even worse, instead of reducing the prospects of nuclear war, it will launch a new escalation of the arms race into outer space and leave both sides more vulnerable. Expert after expert has suggested reasonable ways for the president to compromise on Star Wars, permitting legitimate research to continue on missile defense without violating existing treaty commitments. But the president just keeps on stonewalling. Don't let the summit take your eye off the ball too, Bob. You can't have real arms control and Star Wars too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.